The northwestern portion of South Dakota received the most snow this week, with reports of 6 to 12 inches. Steve Tremarkey is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Rapid City. He says some places in south-central South Dakota reported 5 to 10 inches, and the Black Hills area received 1 to 2 inches or 4 to 5 inches. Tremarkey says for the most part, that snow will stay on the ground today.
Most of the snow's kind of been blown and drifted around quite a bit the last couple of days, so it's not really prone, unless you get the really strong winds, it's not really prone to blow around too much.
In the northeastern part of the state, snow totals reached 3 to 6 inches. Mike Connolly is with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen. He says the wind has come down and the blowing snow has subsided.
We might get some drifting still. But there's not enough wind to really loft it up and create visibility problems.
The southeastern part of the state saw 5 to 7 inches of snow over the last couple of days. Brad T. Meyer is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sioux Falls. He says the snow is finished and visibility should be better today.
Probably we'll see a little bit of blowing snow out there, but certainly not as bad as what we saw yesterday.
T. Meyer forecasts sunny skies for the southeast today, but he says that might be deceptive. Weather experts from across the state agree it's going to be cold. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Jones.
And I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City. Parts of the Black Hills could see nighttime temperatures diving to 20 below zero in the coming days. But for some people, that's not cold enough. Those fighting pine beetles in the Black Hills could benefit from even colder temperatures. That's because to kill off pine beetles, it takes really cold weather, even colder than the lows predicted this week in the Black Hills.
We really need minus 30 to minus 40 for 36 to 48 hours.
Kurt Allen is an entomologist with the National Forest Service. He says super cold weather over a widespread area of the Black Hills could help stem the current beetle epidemic. But he says it's not cold enough yet.
By this time of the year, the beetles have basically got rid of all the water in their body and replaced it with a glycol, sort of an antifreeze. And so they're really adapted at surviving these temperatures.
Records show the Black Hills hasn't seen an extended period of really cold weather in several years. The record low temperatures of the past make this current cold snap seem rather balmy. Deerfield Lake, often the coldest spot in the Black Hills, hit minus 45 degrees back in 1990. And downtown Rapid City, it bottomed out at 34 below in February of 1899. Those like Dr. Dennis Toddy, the state climatologist, say a return of old-fashioned cold weather could still happen, but it's less likely given the changing climate.
You know, the extreme lows are becoming less frequent. They still happen, but the overall trend we're seeing is towards fewer extreme cold events.
Those fighting the pine beetles can take hope in that the timing of a cold snap is also important. Experts say beetles can be vulnerable to less extreme cold temperatures during the fall or spring. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.
I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls. It is true that South Dakota has endured colder temperatures, but the glacial weather we have now still comes with considerable danger. Roads are open and they may appear to be dry, but Sergeant Steve Swenson with the South Dakota Highway Patrol says it's so cold that roads are frosting over.
This morning we had several slide-ins and people bouncing off bridge rails because of the frost on the bridge decks.
That black ice is a problem, especially on bridges. Swenson says it's crucial people drive with awareness and keep the cruise control off. If a driver uses cruise, the car automatically accelerates when it senses resistance, like an icy road. That can cause the vehicle to spin out. Finger drifts of snow onto the roadway can also throw cars off balance enough to crash. With highs hovering on either side of 0 degrees, people exposed to the elements run a significant risk of frostbite. That's why the South Dakota Highway Patrol warns people who find themselves stranded on the side of the road to stay in their cars. The temperature inside drops quickly, but it's still a shelter from the bitter winds. Sergeant Steve Swenson recommends trying to call someone to help, but people jeopardize their health if they try to wait too long for assistance.
If you're in a situation where you're getting cold or you feel like you're in danger, call 911 and we'll get somebody out there.
Swenson says drivers can also call local authorities to help because the frigid temperatures and wind chills present clear risks for public safety. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Sioux Falls.